Well, Marion, Kentucky, it's a solemn week for us here. It's hard to imagine this town without Leroy Hodge. For the better part of 5 or 6 decades now, he has stood behind the counter there at Hodges Sports and Apparel, and just a steady, dependable, always ready to serve, just a retail rock for Marion, Kentucky. Of course, he's been very ill. Leroy was struck with some throat complications many, many, many years ago, and has had been unable to actually take food. He had to feed himself intravenously. Just a very, very tough individual who was able to really anchor on his faith and get through all this and live to the ripe age of 84, and he passed away Monday. The funeral information and a story from back a couple of years ago that we did in the newspaper on Leroy Hodge can be found online at the Crittenden Press, so get that information there. And we are very saddened and heartbroken over this loss, but know that the family can find some comfort in the fact that Leroy, his fight is over, and victory is his, and we will celebrate his memory this week. So check out that article and the funeral information. Again, you can find it at the press online.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Well, this is newspaper day. Well, actually, yesterday was newspaper day. Of course, the Crittenden Press goes on sale on the streets at our local newsstands and vendors on Wednesday around noontime, and it's posted online about the same time. But folks who receive the newspaper via the postal service get it in the mail today, or at least if you live around here. If you live much farther outside the county, it may take days to get it to you, if you get it at all. We've had a lot of calls and problems lately, so I just want to apologize for all those people. I assure you, we put this thing in the mail every Wednesday, and then we rely on the U.S. Postal Service to get it delivered. And again, we don't really have problems here in Marion, or typically not too many problems in nearby counties. But when it gets much beyond that, it's a major problem. People don't get their paper for sometimes days, and in some cases weeks, and then all of a sudden a couple will show up that they've missed. So bear with us, folks. The digital age is coming. It's unfortunate, but it won't be too long before the handheld edition may no longer exist. But this week's newspaper is chock full of information. You know, the fiscal court met the other day, and tons of news and information coming out of there, much of it centering around the jail, which, as you know, is going through some very troubled times. And the county had to transfer some more money over into the jail, and in order to meet some payroll obligations coming up. And then the magistrates voted not to pay the current bills that are due, other than those who that are absolutely necessary, such as the monthly bond payment. So, you know, the math just isn't working. The number of inmates that are in the jail right now are not sufficient to pay the bills, which are climbing, as you know, due to inflation. But, you know, some folks are hanging their hat on the fact that the Kentucky General Assembly is working on adoption of House Bill 557. Again, that's a House bill that's working its way through the legislature right now that would bring some relief to counties in the form of perhaps higher per diems for the state inmates, and reimbursement for inmates that are held on felony charges, which are state charges. But the county pays the dime on those until they are convicted or released. So whatever the final disposition is, and at what point the county at this point is paying the bill for the state inmates. So, you know, there's one individual that's been in the jail here for 4 years that the county's going to be on the hook for. It's just not a good system. It puts so much burden on the counties to pay for state inmates. So you can read all about that in the Crittenden Press. Also, there are plans to dump the proposed 500-acre industrial development megasite, which was proposed for south of Fredonia there near the West Kentucky Correctional Complex. The Crittenden County Fiscal Court last week passed a resolution to formally dissolve its membership in an authority to that was in charge of heading that up. So other counties around us will be doing the same. Caldwell County, Livingston County, Trigg County, Lyon County, we're all involved in that. And, you know, this was once pitched as one of two mega sites in the state of Kentucky, and was supposed to be a great opportunity for economic development here. But as it turns out, too much of that property was in the floodplain, so it's not suitable for such development. You know, we've got a spike in dry weather here in Crittenden County and across the region for that matter. People may not realize it, but we've really had a dry winter. You know, less than 3 inches of rainfall in November, December, and January, I think, or somewhere right around there for all 3 months, just a little over 3 inches. So it's creating some fire hazards. And, of course, we mentioned the other day, this is fire hazard season. You're not supposed to be burning during daylight hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't burn, because it's illegal to do that within 150 feet of woodland or a grassland. And in Marion and Crittenden County, that's almost everywhere. So the fire departments have been busy as they can be trying to keep these fires put out. And some of them have even encroached upon nearby homes. And one local resident was fined for starting a fire that did damage a nearby home. And there's been an arrest in that burglary that was out in the Levice area earlier in the week, or last weekend. A female has been charged with various felonies, including receiving stolen property. Authorities do not think she's the one that committed the crime, but she was in possession of some of the alleged stolen property when sheriff's deputies went to a home in the area out there looking for leads and clues, and have arrested her. That article's in this week's paper. And they continue to look for the male subject who was on surveillance video. And if you have any information about that, call the Sheriff's Department at 965-3500 or 965-3400. So I'm joined this morning with franchisee Jennifer Reckinger of H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky. And she's here to talk about some major tax changes this year. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This year has some of the biggest tax updates we've seen in a while. The most important ones are the tips and overtime pay that are no longer taxed. Seniors get a larger deduction. Families with children under 17 have expanded credits. And there are brand new programs like the Trump accounts and a new car loan interest deduction. These changes can really impact refunds, but only if they're done correctly.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about these changes. A lot of this comes out of the big beautiful bill, I think.
Yeah.
So let's, what I hear a lot about, let's start and talk about tax on tips and overtime. How does that work?
So this is a major change, especially for like service workers and anyone who has earned overtime. Their tips and overtime now need to be reported separately on the W-2. And if they're not listed correctly, or if somebody doesn't bring in their final pay stub, they could miss out on money that could potentially get them more money back. So this is one of the areas where having someone review your paperwork really matters.
And I know, too, there are some changes, some benefits for seniors. What are they?
Yeah. So seniors age 65 and older now qualify for a larger additional deduction. If they're married and both qualify, that deduction doubles. So for many seniors, this can lower taxable income enough to reduce what they owe or even turn it into a refund. Mm-hmm.
And I know they're for families. I've heard some talk about the child tax benefits. What do the taxpayers need to know about that?
So families with children under 17 may qualify for expanded credits this year. Those credits can make a noticeable difference on a return. The rules are very specific, especially when it comes to dependents. So it's important that everything is reported correctly. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you mentioned Trump accounts. What exactly are they? Now, I assume they're available for Republicans and Democrats.
Yes. So the Trump accounts are it's a new savings program. So for children born between 2025 and 2028. So eligible families can receive a one-time $1,000 government contribution. Parents can manage that account until the child turns 18, and the money can later, it can be used for things like education, buying a home, or just starting a business.
So these come with your tax, I guess if you get a tax refund, so it has to be, you have to fill this out on your tax, when you file your taxes.
Correct.
They just don't come in the mail automatically.
Correct, yes, you elect it on the tax return.
Yeah, so, and that's a nice little nest egg for, and by the time these kids are 18 years old, it's going to be pretty significant, really, if they invest it wisely.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And now there's also some car loan interest deduction possibilities for a new car.
Yeah, so this is another new deduction. So taxpayers may be able to deduct interest paid on a car loan, but only if the vehicle is new and it also has to be manufactured in the U.S. There are some income limits and documentation requirements, including the VIN number. So having the right paperwork is very important. Mm-hmm.
So if someone listening now would like some more help with this, what should they do? How should they act?
So I'd say the best thing to do is really reach out early. That gives us time to review everything and make sure nothing is missed. Whether you're a family or a senior or having to earn tips or having some overtime, these changes matter. My team, along with Pamela Todd and Beth Hackney, are here to help at your locally owned H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky.
Yeah, and you're right on Main Street now, right across from Subway.
Right. I'm easy to find.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Regenger, thank you so much for being with us today and going over this important information about tax time.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Well, in local sports, Crittenden County's basketball season, for the boys anyway, came to a close on Tuesday night as the Lyon County Lions, one of the best teams in the state of Kentucky, particularly among small schools, defeated Crittenden County 88-25 in the opening round of the 5th District basketball tournament that was held out here at Rocket Arena. And Lyon County improved to 25-6 on the season, while Crittenden County finishes up with a record of 2-29. Been a difficult and challenging year for the Rockets, but honestly, it was better than the previous year. So Crittenden has had really some difficult times, very challenging times over the past 3 seasons, and Coach Kenny Jackson is doing his best to try to get this ship righted, and it looks like some things may be headed in the right direction. We've seen some improvement out of these guys this year, but in that final game against Lyon County, Connor Poindexter had 6 points, and Roan Topp had 7. Those were the top two scores for the Rockets. And Livingston Central, they defeated Trigg County and will move on to play Lyon County in the 5th District Championship game. And that, too, will be here in Marion. That will be on Friday night, the boys' game, Friday night, Lyon County versus Livingston. And now your Lady Rockets will be in action tonight against Lyon County. And this is kind of a showdown of the ages. These two teams have gone at it for the last several years and swapped licks in this district championship game multiple times. In fact, Crittenden County beat Lyon County last year in the district championship, and the year before that, Lyon County in 2014, Lyon County beat Crittenden County. You can read all about that in this week's Crittenden Press. I've got a lot of the information over the last few years, some historic scores, and how this matchup between Lyon and Crittenden has become such a somewhat legendary event. But Crittenden County's girls advanced to the championship game with that win Monday night over Livingston Central, 60-30. And in that game, Elliot Evans and Jordan Hodge led the scoring. Hodge had 19 points, and Evans had 15. Elliot had 15 points and 11 rebounds, so a double-double for her in that game. As for Livingston County in the contest, senior Aubrey Leahy, her last game as a Lady Cardinal, she finished with 21 points in that game. And then on the also on the girls' side on Monday night, Lyon County beat Trigg County 73-54 to advance to tonight's championship game again against Crittenden County. As we said, and this will be an epic battle. These two teams have gone at it already 3 times this year, and each game has just come down to the wire. So it will be a packed house tonight at Rocket Arena. So come out and grab a bag of popcorn and enjoy some basketball. And that's going to wrap things up for me this morning. Hope you have a great rest of the week and weekend. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.